Theme song, of course.
It's a podcast for kids and their parents, and it's made by Athena and her dad. They're comedians. It's the Whoopi Chicken Podcast, Whoopi Chicken Podcast, Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show.
Ow! Yeah!
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, kids of all ages, welcome to the Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show.
Whoopi Chicken Podcast, Whoopi Chicken Podcast, Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show.
Yeah! All right.
Okay, so.
Yay.
Yeehaw. My name is Yeehaw. Athena, and with me, as always, of course, is Daddy.
Yeah! Hey, I'm the Daddy. That's me.
Yes, you are the daddy.
That's me.
Now, I'm the host of the Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show.
Indubitably.
And Daddy here is my sidekick. He's also the band. And the sound guy. During the show, we play a bunch of musical instruments. Some of them Daddy made himself. And a bunch of other stuff. But first... Hey, Daddy.
Yeah, what is it?
Do you know where Mommy's? Because, you know, we can't start until she's here.
I don't know. My left ear is a little weird today.
But, like,
I don't
think
it's the headphones. It's like my ear's a little blocked.
Okay, that's, like, just... Where's Mommy?
I'm not hearing stuff through my left ear as much.
That's weird.
Must be allergies. Mommy. Oh, yeah. She didn't tell me, or I don't remember. Oh, you do?
She's in the town bakery, of course, baking the world's largest chocolate chip cookie.
You mean our
small
kitchen?
Town. Well, I guess so, since we're in a castle, and it's like on the other side of the compound.
It's a podcast for kids.
What? She's baking what?
The world's largest chocolate chip cookie. It's like huge. It's as big as this room, which actually isn't too big. But
going for a world record?
It's way bigger. Yeah, world record. Geez. The biggest one is super long, so she's trying to make it super, very super long.
Yeah, well,
and
that
wide
sounds
and big and round and tasty.
That sounds good. So we can do the show till
I'm
she gets
eat it.
Till she gets back, we can do the show, and then we're gotta go.
Right. Hey, Daddy.
Yeah, what is it, Athena?
Do you know what writers eat for snacks?
What writers? Like people who write?
Write books and
what
stuff.
What writers
yeah.
eat for snacks? Nah, I don't know what a writer would eat.
Grammar crackers.
Grammar crackers. Da 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 da. Yeah.
Woohoo.
Whoops. Ow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the word of the week.
The word.
Not yet. Haven't told you. The word of the week is sometimes generated by a sophisticated computer algorithm-powered random word generator.
But.
This week's word of the week is akimbo. Don't sing it.
Akimbo, akimbo, it's the word of the week.
Oops, ow. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the word of the week this week means... with hands on the hips and elbows turned outward.
So akimbo.
You said it.
Akimbo!
So anyway,
akimbo,
when you do say the word...
the word of the week.
Whoops, ow, yeah! Yeah.
So, when you say the word of the week...
yeah.
You sing that song that we just sang... you can sing along with us, but first you have to yell, you said the word of the week! Yeah, the word of the week! And then we'll know that we said the word of the week, and then we will sing!
Sing the song, the word of the week song.
No, because we didn't say it.
Okay,
say it,
so if you can contrive a reason to say that word, then you'll have to do so, because I have no idea when I would ever even use that.
That's why it's the word of the week. And now,
unless I'm giving instructions on how to stand.
And now...
for example, I might say...
no, don't.
Stand with your hands on your hip and your elbows facing outwards.
Which would be akimbo.
Oh! Akimbo, akimbo, it's a word of the week. Whoops, ow, yeah!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Daddy again with yesterday's weather forecast.
Oh, yesterday's weather forecast. Let's see. Yesterday's weather forecast. I forgot how to play my song.
Yesterday's weather forecast. The most accurate.
We'll cut that part out where I goofed up the song.
No, we won't.
I know. Let's see. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for yesterday's weather forecast. Yesterday's weather forecast is the most accurate weather forecast in the history of the world. Ooh. If you want to know what yesterday's weather is going to be, you'll have to wait until tomorrow to find out. Today's yesterday's weather. How was that? Okay, we'll cut that part out where I'm asking. Today's yesterday's weather forecast city of the week is Seattle, Washington. Seattle, Washington in the northwestern part of the United States of America. With a high temperature yesterday is going to be around 71 degrees, and yesterday's low temperature is going to be 59 degrees. That sounds like pretty nice weather. A 13 mile per hour wind. Well, they are on the sea, right? They're near the ocean, so you've got a little bit of a breeze there. Mostly cloudy all day, which I think counts for a sunny day in Seattle because it rains there so much that mostly cloudy is probably considered pretty sunny. So, oh, you want me to do that? So that was, yeah, that's yesterday's weather from Seattle, Washington. Yesterday weather's forecast, city of the week. It's going to be mostly cloudy yesterday. So that's good. Hey, Athena, what's in Seattle that's noteworthy to talk about?
It's called Archie McPhee's. It's a joke shop.
A joke shop?
In addition to this joke shop, which includes...
I was just following you. I thought you wanted me to do that.
No.
Oh, okay, sorry. It was just good improv. I'm just improvising.
Which includes...
Following what you say to do.
Which includes... So they sell lots of fun stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
Like styrofoam cat heads that you can use to display things.
Cat heads?
Yeah, flippers that look like duck
feet. To display things?
What would you would put jewelry on it or like a hat.
Oh,
like,
I see. Oh, yeah. Well, that's interesting.
They sell duck feet. Shoes,
duck feet?
Like flippers, flipper shoes that kind of look like duck feet. I guess.
Oh, did you ever see, you know that Dr. Seuss book, right?
Oh, yeah.
What is it called?
I wish I had duck feet.
That's a good
one.
That
one's a fun book.
Dr. Seuss!
They also have wind-up high fives.
Wind-up high fives.
It's like this, like the way you hold your hand when you have a high five, and it moves forward on these little feet that are on there. They're not actually feet. They're like little flat things.
Oh, it's one of those little things that
walks forward,
along.
And then you can put your hand against it and high five.
You can high five with your little mechanical high five.
Yep.
It's a little wind-up.
They also sell, of course, rubber chickens because they have a rubber chicken museum.
Yeah, that's the big thing, the rubber chicken museum.
All sorts of rubber chicken type memorabilia.
Yeah, I saw that on the American internet. It just
opened. Including the world's largest rubber chicken. Don't tell anybody I said that.
Why? You can get your picture taken with the world's largest rubber chicken?
Yes,
I think
you
they
can.
Said they have the world's smallest rubber chicken also.
Yeah, they have both.
Yeah.
They sell some pretty small ones.
And they sell them, and they're in there in the display case, a museum. I think it's the only
rubber chicken museum?
Probably only rubber chicken. Where is that place?
Seattle, Washington.
What's it called?
Archie McPhee's Rubber Chicken Museum, or of course, if you're really looking for the building, joke shop.
Yesterday's weather forecast the most accurate forecast ever. Yeah!
Whoops and out.
Okay, hey,
so,
let's eat a fortune cookie.
Oh, okay.
Grab one out of that box over
let's see what it says.
We're getting ready to do a live show. In a couple of weeks, about a month from now, in October. And we're gonna do some fortune cookie bits. So we bought a case of fortune cookies, but I hope we have some left by the time the show comes around because we keep eating them. That's the sound of an unwrapping fortune cookie.
Let's see what this says. It says.
Let me have a piece.
Fine, here.
No, you read it.
It says.
Yeah.
Give a person a fish, he will eat for a day. Teach a person to. Oh, you want me to read the real thing?
Well, go ahead.
Oh.
You were reading it.
Yeah, I was. You know, you were tricking me there. You were giving me that look like, oh, that's not real. But it is real. So, teach a person to fish. Yeah. They can hear that, you know. Give a person a fish, he will eat for a day. Teach a person to fish, he will always smell funny.
What? No, that's a joke. You said that on another show one time. All that we are arises with our thoughts.
I said the right thing.
On the Whoopi Chicken Podcast. What's next?
Next up, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a phone call.
Oh,
the topic of the phone
call
is today's letter.
Hold on a minute. I have to move. I have to go. I have to move
See you
my,
later.
I have to take my headphones off and stuff.
I guess I'll just let the whoever calls in run the show.
I have to go and do the switching of the
switch. Oh, that. Yeah, I forgot about that.
For the switch. And then when... So you do your thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go and get the phone. I have
Got
to answer
it.
The
yeah,
phone
yeah.
in the other
okay,
room so.
So
that I can patch it through. Because it's not very sophisticated. It's like Green Acres around here.
Today's letter comes from Lana Yu. Lana says, I want to audition for the school play, but so does my best friend. We even want the same roles. What now? Okay, if you would like, you can call into... Oh. Hello? Yes? Yes, hello? 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 I'm like...
Hello?
Oh, hi!
Hey, man, how you doing?
Great!
Am I on the radio, man?
Of course you are!
Yeah, all right, man. I love calling here on the radio. You know me, man. Radio calling guy, man. That's me, man.
Yeah,
the guy
calls I know.
On the radio, man. I win all sorts of stuff, man. Do I win the tickets?
What tickets?
The ones you're giving away, man.
Oh, we're not
Power
giving...
Power 10937.3, man? Is that you guys?
No. We're a Whoopi Chicken.
What?
It's the Whoopi Chicken Podcast
oh,
Show.
Oh, man, yeah, that's right. I've been trying to get through to you guys for a long time. The Whoopi Chicken Pod just don't know what time you're on, man.
Oh, we're on all the time.
That's just wild, man. So what's going on, man? How you doing?
We're doing great.
You are? You having a good day, man?
Oh, I'm having a great day.
Oh, good. That's cool. Me too, man. These guys were over my house, man, and they helped me move some stuff.
Oh, that's so nice. What kind of stuff?
I had a whole bunch of stuff, like just stuff, man. Like tools, a tennis racket, silly string.
Silly string?
Yeah, a bag of hammers, man. A stump, like a bunch of dumb stuff.
What? Okay.
Yeah, man. Did I get a rim shot?
Yeah, you
All
did.
All right, man. That's great. These guys are going to love it. You guys, we got a rim shot. Yeah, you don't know nothing. Hey, so I'm here to provide wisdom.
I heard you have all the answers, so I'm really ready to
so
hear that.
Yeah, so you're talking about people going into theater or something, man?
Yeah, they are going to perform in the school play, but they have to audition first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just go and do your audition, man, because you know what happens with school plays?
Yeah.
It's like, so just go in there and have some fun. You know, that's what it's all about, is having fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you audition whatever part you want to get for. It doesn't matter. They'll put you in something else. That's what always happens.
Yep.
And when you and your friend are going for one thing, they don't know. You're going for something else. Like these guys, man. I say go down and get something. They come back with something else, you know?
Oh, what did you send them down to get?
I sent them down to get one thing and they came back with a different thing. So it doesn't matter. I don't care, man. It's all right. It's cool. It's good.
Yeah.
You know what? No matter what, I have a good day, right?
Yeah.
I recommend you do the same, man. You got any more questions for me?
Nope. Thanks for answering,
all
though.
All right, man. Gotta go. Thanks, man.
Bye. Bye. He's always so nice. Hi, you're back,
yeah.
I see.
How'd it go?
Great. It was that guy that always calls in. Oh, he's so nice.
Did he have wisdom?
Lots.
He thinks he's a pretty smart guy, isn't he?
I think he's a very smart guy.
Yeah.
That's for you, the guy on the phone.
The guy on the phone, man.
Okay,
the guy
so.
On the phone
oh,
on the Whoopi Chicken
hey, Daddy.
Podcast. Show. Do I need an instrument for the next thing we're doing?
No, because I have this and you can get the... You need
oh,
that.
Okay.
What kind of lights did Noah use on the ark?
I don't know. What kind of lights did Noah use on the ark?
Floodlights!
Floodlights! Yeah! All right, floodlights, man.
Guess what,
What's
ladies
next?
And gentlemen? It's time for Whoopi Science!
Oh, Whoopi Science, science, science,
we
science,
talk about topics
science,
related
science,
to science,
science
nature,
science,
and the nature of
science whoopi,
and also
whoopi,
other
science,
stuff. Today's
whoopi,
topic
whoopi,
is...
Science, science, science.
Today's topic is, why my dog's feet smell like corn chips.
Why do my dog's feet smell like corn chips?
Yes, exactly.
Great!
Okay,
well,
so...
Well, tell us all about it.
Well, I...
While you're doing your segment over here, I'm going to go work on something over here.
Okay. I'm hypothesizing that it's from bacteria that are natural. What are you doing?
You're not hypothesizing.
Yes, I am.
You read that on the doctor's website.
Okay, fine. Well, I'm hypothesizing What are you doing? Cut it out. Hey, they can hear that. They can hear that. They can hear that.
You're yelling into the microphone. It's making a weird sound.
Because you're microphone.
I have to fix these bowls.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I have to get these stainless steel bowls arranged.
What are you doing?
We need these for the show. When we're doing the live show, we need to put our fortune cookies in here.
They can hear that.
And I have to get some fortune cookies unwrapped so we can get them out.
They're making a bunch of noise.
No, nobody can hear it.
Nobody can hear it.
If you didn't tell them, they wouldn't care.
Oh, really? Can you guys hear this?
Ow.
Stop.
Yeah.
This is going to be a mess. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
No, wait. No, we're not going anywhere. We're okay.
Yes, we are, because I have to fix the bowl issue. Anyway, I'm going to...
Why do your dog's feet smell like corn chips?
I think it's because she ate too many corn chips. What do you think?
No, I think it has to do with bacteria that are completely natural, yet give off a kind of yeasty odor. Particularly the bacteria Proteus and Pseudomonas.
You don't think that. Read that on the vet website.
Pseudomonas.
I have a new hypothesis.
It's a Pseudomonas. Pseudomonas.
You don't think that. Pseudomonas. You made that up. I mean, you found that on the vet website. Be-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Manam-manam.
Be-dee-dee-dee.
Manam-manam.
Be-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Manam-manam.
Okay, anyway, I have a new hypothesis. I shouldn't have let her wear those bags of Fritos on her feet.
Why does she do that? Is that why she always does that? She's always crunching around the house.
Yeah, it's like...
She's walking around. You know the dog's coming when... Ow! Ah! Oops! Yeah! When you hear this, it's like, here comes the dog with those Fritos.
Oh, no, here she comes now.
Wearing corn chips on her feet.
You know,
so
maybe
really, though,
she likes salt.
I don't know, but why do my dog's feet smell like corn chips? Why do my dog's feet smell like corn chips?
Why?
But there's a way to get rid of the smell.
Yeah, you just
wash really
their
want
feet.
To. Yeah, and if they have a lot of fur between their paws, you keep it trimmed down. And But then it wouldn't smell like corn chips anymore.
Why would you care if it smells like corn chips? That smells good.
Don't you want it to smell?
Yes.
What about your dog's ears? You ever smell those?
Oh, those smell so good. I don't even know what they smell like. They just smell great. They're
you
just
like the dog's ears?
They smell so good.
The smell of
the dog's ears?
I don't
even know what
ears?
They really... Yeah, like if you lift up her ear and like smell
inside
it. I wonder
if different
like
brands of dogs have different ear smells.
You mean like different breeds?
Breeds, yeah. That's what I meant. Different types of dogs, different styles.
Maybe. But
different colors.
I looked up if people's other poodles, because that's what kind of dog we have, smell good. And people were like, their dog smells terrible. Like, hey, Daddy.
What?
My dog has no nose.
Oh, really? How does he smell?
Terrible. No, actually, he smells like corn chips. But...
My dog's feet smell like corn chips, and I don't know why. Yeah, you do. Now you know why. So if you ever wondered why... Oh, and that's called Whoopi Science.
Yeah.
Science, science, science. That was a very useful...
Yeah.
Whoopi
but
Science.
What was with
science,
the...
science, science, science.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Daddy with a word from our sponsor.
Take it easy, Scoob. You're going to have to do the sponsorship. Do Daphne say, you guys quit goofing around.
Oh, you guys, quit goofing around. What are you even doing?
Yeah, guys, we're trying to do a show. Let's get it together.
Hooray.
Yeah, like, okay, man.
Hey, Fred, the band has a flat. We gotta leave.
Like, oh, no. Wait a minute, who is that? No, okay, Daph, maybe Fred and... Oh, wait, I'm Fred, right? Maybe Shaggy and Scooby can change the tire. Anyway,
my ears smell like corn chips.
Okay, where was I? Nearly, ladies and gentlemen, wait a minute, how does it? The Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show is brought to you by Nearly New Designer Clothes at shopnndc.com. Designer clothes, shoes, and handbags for parents with really fancy schmancy brand names at silly low prices. Credit cards and PayPal. I used up all the sponsors' time goofing around with Scooby Doo impersonation.
Yeah.
I guess we might get fired.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to sponsor the show, let us know because pretty soon we're going to have a spot.
Yeah. Hey, Daddy.
Yeah, what is it?
Did you hear about the convict who used a computer to break out of jail?
No, I didn't. What happened there?
He hit the escape key.
He hit the escape key!
Yeah. And next up, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Ripley's Believe It or Not. We're back. Ripley's Believe It or Not started as a newspaper feature in 1919 by our hero, Robert L. Ripley, who traveled the world in search of weird stuff. They have books, a website, a TV show, and a museum. And today's piece comes from the book number 11.
Number 11.
Reality Shock.
Reality Shock.
The first piece is about very slow mail. A man living in Virginia received a letter from his mother 55 years after she actually sent it.
Wow, that's called what?
Snail mail.
What else you got?
Well, a man in China started selling canned air because China has a pollution problem. So he decided he would sell.
Why would I want to buy polluted Chinese air?
No, he would.
I bet if you buy a ball, you know, like those big balls that are inflated, like
yeah.
a playground ball, and if it's made in China, I bet it has polluted Chinese
no,
air.
No, because
right?
I,
is that what they're selling?
No, he's selling fresh air that he got
that's
somewhere
nice.
For a dollar.
A dollar Chinese money or a dollar?
Probably. Well, it said a dollar, so I'm guessing American money.
Getting that fresh air.
I don't know. But they must be somewhere. Or maybe he's just labeling it as fresh air.
Yeah, maybe it's a scam. I'd be shocked.
No water. So there's an island in the Mediterranean. It's 122 square miles, and it has absolutely no water. No lakes, no rivers, no streams, nothing.
But please believe it or not. It sounds like our yard.
Yeah, if you want to see more, well, we have a pool. So if you want to see more interesting weirdness, check out ripleys.com.
Yeah, some interesting weirdness. I stand here with my hands on my hips and my elbows.
You're akimbo!
Akimbo, akimbo, it's the word of the week. Oops, ow, yeah, all right. Well, we've got a very special treat today, I believe, on their way in right now are the Tingle Twins.
Ooh.
The Tingle Twins are going to entertain us for a little while, and I'm sure that that's going to be... I have no idea what they do,
Daddy.
But I'm sure it's going to be... What's the...
What's that noise?
Oh, that sounds like...
Mommy!
Mommy's coming.
Mommy's coming.
That means we have to end the show.
Shut it off.